Look for the silver lining whenever sun comes shining through. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Look for the silver lining. Yes. We spend most of our time looking for other than the silver lining. We think that life, the way we have it, is not just all that exciting or all that wonderful. And we say to ourselves, oh, I wish there were a silver lining. I wish there were a silver lining. I wish there was something beautiful about my life, something wonderful about my life, something enjoyable about my life. But I say, I say, look for the silver lining. And then I say, nah, be the silver lining. Be the silver lining. Wherever I am, I am. That sounds redundant, doesn't it? Wherever I am, I am. I am living in Campo, California. I am living on the top of a mountain. I am living in a lovely little house, the Hermitage. I am here on the Absolute Monastery. I am living in paradise. But if I want to look at it, I say, oops, there's bills to be paid. There's grass to be mown. There are trees to be trimmed. There are paths to be maintained and taken care of. Oh, there is so much work to do. There are so many things to do. All of the student lessons have to be proctored. We have thousands of students around the world just interested in what we're doing and wanting to illumine their spiritual life by taking the courses of the University of Healing. We have a debt to these people. We have an obligation to these people. Bull roar. Everything I do because it is fun. Everything I do because it's a joy. I am here because I like being here. Now, if any moment of my life I decide I don't like it here, I can pick up my handkerchief and leave. I can leave just totally. Now, you know, sure, people would miss me, but life would go on because there are people here who want to carry on the teachings and the philosophy. But I'm having a fun. I'm having a ball. I am the silver lining. I am looking everywhere I go and seeing beautiful things and beautiful people. I have the greatest opportunity in the world to do things that are fun every minute of the day. Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? I have the opportunity to have fun every minute of the day. Every time I have a project, I think, how shall I do it? Oh, sometimes it's challenging, sometimes it's demanding, sometimes it drives you right up the wall. And I say, okay, set it aside, come back to it later. There's nothing imperative about it, but other people have blogs, and other people have a wonderful podcasts, and other people have YouTubes, and other people have this. And I say, that's right. And if I wanted to have that, I would have it. But right now, I have the homepage of the University of Healing and the Absolute Monastery. I have the wonderful Thought for Today program and Instant Illumination. I can have about a dozen different talks that I put on the internet every day if I choose. I have all sorts of other things, but all these things, they are just loads of fun. I write columns for the Gist magazine, and I just have just lots of fun. And, hey, when it's not fun, I don't do it. There are times that the monks don't feel like writing their articles. They say, oh, I just have no inspiration. I say, well, then don't write. Don't write. But I can't leave my article out one month. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, it can. It'd be a darn good idea to leave it out if you have no inspiration. If you have inspiration, then put it in. If you have inspiration, then write it. If you have inspiration, then go for it and enjoy it. But, hey, if you don't like it here, go. If you don't like it working for some company, go. They don't possess you body and soul. You may have responsibilities that you're making payments on and so forth, and if you weren't working there, you would have a tough time paying for them. But don't get yourself into such a turmoil. We are a debt society, aren't we? We're a plastic card society. We want to do everything with our little credit cards. And so we get ourselves in debt, but always have it so you can pay your credit card off every single month. If you don't, then life becomes a great, great burden. And the percents that you pay for your credit card when you don't pay it are outrageous. But they are an incentive not to let it happen. Not to let it happen. But you see, you're looking at the silver lining in other people's lives. And this is always a hellish thing. Every time we look at other people's lives and we say, they're having more fun than we are, they're doing nicer things than we are, they're getting more excitement out of life than we are, then it's about time that I look into my own life and say, why do I think they are getting more fun out of life than I am? What sort of things am I doing that are not fun? What sort of things am I doing that are fun? What sort of a life, what sort of a silver lining am I? I'm going to be the silver lining. Now, what sort of silver lining am I? Am I the crotchety old silver lining that looks at everything else and says it's better than me and that I'm worse or low man on the totem pole? Well, if that's what I want to do, I have permission to do that. I'm not going to grow very much by that. I'm not going to be happy very much by that. I'm not going to like that very much, but I can do it. I can do it any way I like. You know, people say, oh, it's so important that I do this. It's so important that I do that. And then, all of a sudden, a person dies right in the middle of something that's so important that they do. And the world goes on. Their project maybe doesn't get continued, or maybe someone else continues it, or whatever, but the world goes on. And they've escaped from that project by death. They've escaped from by the project by being sick. Oh, cancer is a good one that we use for escaping from projects. We don't need to have those things in our life. Those things are just where cells go awry because they haven't been loved. They haven't been told how wonderful they are. The body hasn't been told what a wonderful body it is, what a super body it is, how fantastic. Even great athletes who have super bodies and who have super professions and are doing just super, they get crazy things because they feel sorry for themselves. Now, there's no reason for those cells of their body to go awry except that they feel sorry for themselves. Somewhere they feel guilt over something they've done in their life, in the present, the past, and maybe never. But they feel that. We all do that. We all have feelings of guilt now and then for things left undone or things done or whatever. And whatever is past is past. We're living in the now, and that's the only place we can live. We're living in the silver lining right now. We're living in that silver lining that says, this is a good and beautiful world. I am a good and beautiful person. I am a happy person. I walk into a room and I have a smile on my face and everybody says, good morning! I walk into a room and I have no expression on my face whatsoever and everybody is quiet. They think, oh boy, what's the problem? What's going on? Is this trouble brewing? Well, you see, it's so simple. Our expression shows the world exactly what sort of things are going on in our mind, what sort of things are going on in our world. Now, do you want a silver lining in your world? I certainly love my silver lining, and I keep embellishing my silver lining, and I keep having my silver lining be more and more and more, more and more and more wonderful. Yes, my silver lining is a very special silver lining. I look at the programs of the world, I look at the projects of the world, I look at the people of the world, and I think to myself, oh my, isn't that beautiful? They're doing just what they want to do. We have a friend, John Dainty. He's one of our students. He's one of our ministerial students and everything. He lives in New Zealand. And he is absolutely crazy. He is absolutely the greatest idiot in the world. He is doing what makes him happy. And sometimes he doesn't, but most of the time he's doing things that make him happy. You say he's an idiot for that? Well, that's what the world sometimes says, don't they? But when he feels like it, he will take a walking trip from one end of New Zealand to the other just for the fun of it, with not one penny in his pocket to allow him to bring forth abundance, however he does it, to bring forth food, to bring forth experience. And he's never hungry. He has good rides. He has wonderful fellowship with people that he meets along the way. And he's just having a ball. And he lives in his ideal body. He lives in his ideal mind. He lives in his ideal consciousness. He's doing what he wants to do. And he's having fun doing it. Now, other people we know are not doing that. They're complaining. They're saying, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. Well, I have one very dear friend. He has the inheritance of his family sort of at odds with him. It wasn't shared properly, it wasn't done properly, and he's unhappy with his family, and he's unhappy with himself, and he just feels sorry for himself, and so he just creates himself body problems. And as he does this, he is going to die from them. And good riddance, you know. Who needs a person around who's got body problems just because they can't let go of life and its experiences? Well, you can, you know. Right now, no matter how far down the line you've gone and knocked your body out for a loop, a loop, a loop, a loop, you know, you're down for the count. And it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can begin to say, hey, I forgive myself for having stupid attitudes about my past, about stupid attitudes about other people. I don't want anything that's not mine. And everything that is mine, I have right now. Everything that is mine flows to me in wonderful ways and flows out of me in wonderful ways. I'm fantastic. I like me. I like me. I like me. I love my creation. I love my mama and I love my daddy and I love my sisters and brothers and I love my dogs and cats and I love my wife and husband. I love all the people in my world. Yes, all the people in my world. Even those who have, so to speak, despitefully used us. And Jesus tells us, turn the cheek. Turn the cheek for those who despitefully use you. Why did he say that? Well, he was one of the most magnificent psychologists that ever lived. He says, do that and you'll have a happy life. Well, don't we have responsibility to get after these people who are not doing things right? No, we don't. The only responsibility we have is to see our own silver lining, is to live in our own ideal spirit, mind, and body, to be happy where we are. And if we're not happy where we are, then get off the boat. If we're not happy where we are, then go do something else. If we're not happy where we are, don't be around people who are happy, because you can be sure you are not. Even when a little boy does something that's naughty, his mommy says, now, do you know the right thing to do? Do you know that that's not the right thing to do? And the little boy says, yeah. And the mother says, okay, then don't do it again. Okay, let's go and play now. Just determine you're not going to do it again. You're not going to be unhappy again. You're not going to let things bother you that are of no account. You're going to be after that, not after, you're going to be the silver lining. You're going to be the silver lining in everything you do. And you're going to look at your job and you're going to say, wow, this is great. I love it. I love it. I love it. You're going to look at your activities. You're going to say, wow, this is great. You're going to look at the people around you and you're going to say, I'm surrounded by the most wonderful people in the world. And I created each one of them. And I created each one of them. I didn't draw them to me. I created them. To draw to you means that they're not there. To create them means that they always were there. You're taking them out of your inner self. You're bringing them forth out of your inner being, and you're bringing them into reality in your life right now. Now, are you ready for your silver lining? Well, just look at the sun as it comes up in the morning. It doesn't care whether the earth has had a flood or a fire or a Chernobyl. It doesn't care whether there's been a problem. It looks at everything and says, okay, I'm ready to start a new day. Are you ready to start a new day? I'm ready to be happy. Are you ready to be happy? I'm ready to live my life in a fabulous way, and I am so joyful, and I am so peaceful, and I am so good. Are you ready? And when you are ready to say, I am the silver lining, I am the silver lining, then you can be sure, everywhere you look, you will see the world sparkling, shining, reflecting who you are. And life is indeed good and very good. Look for the silver lining, but look for the silver lining in you, because that's where it is, was, and always will be. And I am in your heart, because I love you. I love you. I love you.